If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That is the warning, admonition the sacred scripture gives us that forbid us unto our Lord, or indeed, and obey him, the kingdom of God has come upon us. We can begin already to enjoy that peace, that happiness that is only possible by listening to and walking in the footsteps of our dear Savior. We want to keep this always in mind, those who disliked our Lord, to put it in a very polite fashion, who accused him of having cut a deal with the prince of devils, were surely not opening their hearts to him. They were not opening their hearts to the kingdom of God, because there is only one way of entering that kingdom and enjoy peace, to listen to our Lord, to keep his commandments, to walk faithfully in his footsteps. If we do not do that, as our Lord points out at the end of his comments, as it were, if you do not gather with me, you scatter. Already you are on your way to the abode, eternal abode of the prince of this world. So let us keep these things in mind and join with that holy woman who immediately at the conclusion of the discourse recognized the goodness of our Lord. And in contrast to those who accused him of having cut a deal with the prince of devils, is that blessed womb that bore thee. Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that gave thee suck. And that our Lord replied by the great, more blessed is she who heard the word of God and kept it in her heart. Let us keep the word of God in our hearts as Our Lady did, and with her help and support. And we will know, especially when we receive him in Holy Communion, the joy and the peace that never ends. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.